Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. Do you want to know what to get for Valentine's Day? Well, you know, of course, I'm going to say plants and flowers. They're some of my favorite things. I'm with Noelle with Jet Set Farmhouse and her fabulous daughter. And I'm going to share with you a few of my favorite flowers that I love to give and that I think you should maybe give your daughter. And so if you're looking for some great flowers to give for Valentine's Day, these are a few of my favorites. Now, I know, Noelle, you absolutely adore the hydrangea.
I do. They're my favorite.
Yes. And if you actually take a look behind us, she's got some of her favorite flowers. But I love hydrangeas. And I think this is such a great one because look at how beautiful it is.
Beautiful.
I know. It's got the really cool variegated touch. But so I love hydrangeas, astromeria, daffodils, tulips, and I'm trying to make sure I remember this, anthurium. So there are a few of my favorites, but hydrangeas is definitely one of them. This is astralomeria. And isn't it so pretty?
It's really pretty.
This flower lasts forever.
It does. I've had them in arrangements before.
They last forever. And in fact, all of these came from the grocery store. So don't forget to be sure to always check your grocery store. I like to call them my supermarket solution flowers. But
isn't that it's
perfect?
That's
perfect. Yeah, that's where you get them from. So astralomeria also is a great flower for friendship. So if you're looking for some flowers, if you want to share them with your friend, this is what this is like. It's a sign of friendship. Astralomeria. Okay, next, daffodils. Who does not love a gorgeous bouquet of daffodils? Now, do y'all actually have these blooming in Florida right now?
No, not right now.
Can y'all grow daffodils down here?
I don't know. I've never really seen them.
So it's something that grows. We live on a farm and they grow in the middle of the pecan orchard. Aww. And it's absolutely beautiful. We have hundreds of them.
Wow.
Now, this did not come from our farm, but we saw these in the grocery store. But I love daffodils and give them a nice smell. They've got a fabulous fragrance. They're great. Tulips. You can never go wrong with tulips. Now, yellow tulips mean friendship, and white tulips mean good luck.
Ooh.
So that way you can always, if you want to, you know, have a meaning behind your flowers. This is a fun one for sure. Now, another way to keep your flowers or your tulips from not, I don't know if you know this or not, but when you put your tulips in a vase, they grow an inch every single day.
Really?
Yes. So my trick for keeping them from doing that is you take your fingernail. So take your fingernail and pinch it just like that.
Huh.
I know. Isn't that cool?
And that keeps them from growing.
It does. It forms a bruise on them. And so all the energy goes to trying to heal that bruise. Just like when you get a bruise, that's how it works. It's like a scab. Now I just broke that one, but it's absolutely, tulips are great. Now, don't forget plants. Plants are things that can last forever. And when I say forever, they're long lasting. So they'll last for at least, 2 to 3 weeks longer than the plants, as long as you don't overwater them. Mm-hmm. So be careful not to overwater
them. How do you know how to overwater them?
Okay, so this is the finger test.
Okay.
If your plant, go ahead and put your finger in there.
Okay,
that feels wet, right? Okay. So don't water it.
Okay.
When it is dried out, that's when you can give it some water.
Okay.
Okay, and that, and also another thing too is you want to make sure it has great drainage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, look how it's sitting in that?
Yeah.
So this does not need water.
Okay.
This is anthurium. And this is another great plant for Valentine's, because what does that look like?
A heart.
Yeah. So it's just
it's so cute.
I know. Isn't it great? This also lasts forever. These blooms will last for at least 10 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is a great one to have in a house plant, to have inside your home. And last but not least, and
I'm so beautiful.
Hoping I can say this right, Cantaloupe, I always can never say this, but this is another one. It's like a succulent. It's part of the succulent family, and it lasts forever.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, feel it. I know. Cantaloupe. I never ever. Calancho. They say it so many different ways, but this is also sold in the grocery store.
That's beautiful.
This one does not like wet feet. So it's something that you want to make sure that you do not overwater. But these are all great flowers to share with your friends, your daughters, and husbands. If you're looking for something to give to your wife for Valentine's Day, these are it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hope y'all enjoyed our flowers for Valentine's.
Thank you.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com for more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home. Be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.